Many times I've met with somebody who was wanting to go on a vacation, but was completely unsure of where or when or even how much it should cost. This is usually because they are unsure as to the actual purpose for the vacation, and they are just telling me they need a vacation because they are burnt out from work and possibly even burnt out from life in general. Today, we are going to go through the different ways we help people budget for vacations and help them discover how to make sure they don't regret booking a trip with incorrect expectations on what they can experience. So the big question is this: how do veterinarians like you, who live demanding lives,
who never seem to have enough time, able to achieve balance and take control of your finances with confidence?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers.
We are Florida Veterinary Advisors, and this is the Smarter Vet Podcast. Hey, Smarter Vet. Welcome back to the Smarter Vet Financial Podcast. This is Tom Seiko and CJ Burnett, your hosts and financial advisors that work with veterinarians, practice owners, and the veterinary community across the United States, and the owners of Florida Veterinary Advisors.
Our mission is to provide a different way of thinking to make financial decisions easy so you can spend time doing other things. Make sure to check out all of our other great resources available on our website, such as complimentary financial RACEs, masterclasses, assessments, videos, and articles. You can find them by visiting flvetadvisors.com. And if you're finding this podcast to be helpful, make sure to rate and review us on Apple or Spotify. If not, you can't go there and give us a rating there, then give us a rating on the Smarter Vet Podcast Financial Facebook page and follow us there.
Well, yeah, one thing we can always use is some of your love. If you do enjoy our show, you're the ones that really help make our show what it is. So make sure to spread the word. Even if you love this episode, take it and share it with one of your friends or two. It would really mean a lot to us. With this episode, we want to talk numbers about finances of how do we vacation, because it's a topic that so many people bring up to us, and there isn't a lot of clarity on how do I vacation? What kind of money should I allocate for it? So, you know, right at the beginning of this, we want to talk to you about like, okay, what could you assume as being an appropriate vacation number?
Yeah, let's talk numbers. Let's get right in the weeds. And then we'll obviously pull out and talk more macro level. So out of, if you were listening to this, I want you to think about 100% of your gross income, what that amount is. Now, if you don't know what that amount is, you can find it on your pay stub, more than likely kind of engineer backwards to figure out what your actual gross income means before taxes. It's before any of the deductions are being made. And we usually tell people to budget about 2% of that number for a vacation. So if you take your gross income, multiply that by 0.02, that would give you the exact amount of what we usually give people. And it's a barometer. It's not supposed to be exact, but it'll give you the exact amount of what you should budget, what you could budget for a vacation.
If your income is variable, of course, like let's say you aren't receiving a paycheck every 2 weeks or twice a month. A good place you can also go back to is you can look at a W-2, you can look at your 1099s, even your tax return can be a good gauge to be able to say, okay, what did I make in income? If you're just trying to get a bit more clarity around that. But that number it's vital to really take that into consideration, because it's very easy for a lot of us to just, let's say go on vacation, we actively get invited to trips, and we just don't really know how much we should be spending. And by the time you know it, it's like the end of the year. You know, we're stressing out. So that 2% rule is pretty good when it comes to at least giving you some clarity around how should I be allocating money on a month-to-month and a year-by-year standpoint for these trips. And, you know, one thing is, let's touch on real quick of like, what are vacations, like what are they for in the first place? Because I find this is like a big mental wrestling match that a lot of people have, because some people almost use it as like a badge of honor that they do go on vacations, and then others would use it as a badge of honor. Like, I work so much and I don't go on any vacations. So let's dive into that a little bit, CJ.
Well, there's three things that we can think of, three reasons why people, purposes that they go on vacation. Now, the obvious one is to get away, right? To find new scenery, to refresh, kind of reset the mind. It might be for themselves or for their family. So that's an easy one. Typically, I find that when people are talking about just getting away, they're not really exactly sure. Like, to get away, some people say, I want to get away. And then they book a trip to like Israel and do like all the tours there. And it's like, if that's your definition of getting away, cool. Like, my definition of getting away is like, I go to a beach somewhere and I just sit and I'm in the sun and I go in the water. And so like, I think kind of defining like exactly what is getting away, because you don't want to get away to a place that then you've always got a schedule. Because if you live with a schedule, maybe, just perhaps maybe, book a trip that has no schedule, so that way you actually do get a break from life. And you know, it kind of just depends on your personality.
What's interesting about that thought too, you bring up, CJ, because we always, like our society today always makes it feel like we have to be doing something. We have to be going somewhere, or there's something we always need to be completing. And a vacation could be literally something to where it's just like, you're not working and maybe you are idle. And maybe you're just reading a book and having time to do some of the things that you enjoy doing in life that you never get to devote any energy to.
I think someone one time said, busyness is the drug that allows me to numb it's like something like busyness is a drug to us so that we can actually avoid real
and life. Hide our anxieties too.
Hide our anxieties. Cause at least if I'm doing something, then I'm not going to feel anxious. And I think even when they do the studies of like the monks, when they're meditating or things like that's when your frontal lobes are like fully engaged, is when you have like, you're just like in silence, you're just like doing nothing and you're just kind of reflecting inward. And I don't think our society really does that. So, you know, thinking about even just a vacation where there's like an emptiness, an empty space, there's nothing to do, like can actually sometimes create anxiety in people because they're actually actively trying to avoid, you know, just rest.
Well, and the other flip side of this too, is like another reason we'd want to look at vacation is maybe a family that doesn't live locally that you get to spend a lot of time with. And this is a great time to reconnect and to go visit. Maybe you've got nieces and nephews, or you've got grandparents or your parents. You know, fortunately, like I know myself, I've got in-laws and my family are not too far away, but I do have family even myself that they're on opposite states, parts of the country. And if I'm not intentional with my own trips of trying to go see them, I probably won't ever get to see them.
Well, and depending on who your family is and how your family is, might really depend on whether or not that's a vacation. Like I know some people they feel obligated to go visit family at least once or twice a year in certain places of the country. And it really just stresses them out. It's not really a vacation for them, right? Because maybe that family just makes them feel obligated to go see them, as opposed to like, this is family that really provides rest for me from my life. So that's another thing to consider. You know, hey, if you're just going to see family and, you know, it's a vacation, but it's actually causing stress, then maybe
just don't do that.
Maybe at some point,
let's skip that one.
Sometimes, like, especially when you feel obligated, like obligations sometimes weigh you down. So kind of work through that mentally of like, how can you just kind of say no? Saying no sometimes to those trips can actually be better for you from a mental health perspective.
Another thing you can consider vacation is for like, maybe it's a new experience you've been wanting to have. And there's one thought process of it is that you just want a new experience. There was this, one of our clients was, they enjoyed doing these trips and going places, but they never really knew where they wanted to go. And they signed up for some, I forgot what the site was called, but basically they would pay the money to go on a trip. And then all of a sudden they would say, okay, you guys are going here for so much time. And maybe, yeah.
It was a surprise. It was a surprise.
Vacation. Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden they're like, you're going over here to the mountains in Colorado to go stay in a cabin.
I'm not sure if I'd sign
who knows? Up for that. I mean, that's not your cup of tea, CJ, but there are some people that, you know, they probably thrive and love on that. I was actually talking to someone earlier where she's like, she like fuels herself off of vacation. Like if she's sitting at home, she's just like, what am I doing with my life? And she just wants to go all over the place. So.
Well, and like, and I think that the new experience thing, because you might have a new experience in mind, like you're like, oh, I want to go scuba diving in the Keys, or you want to go to Rome and see the ruins. Like you might have an experience kind of like in your mind that you already want to do. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just want a new experience. You're not really sure what that is, which is fantastic. The internet's, I mean, you can literally go on the internet and look up all the stuff. And if you like surprises, hey, sign up for a vacation where you basically pay for it. And then figure, you know, they tell you, because when do they tell them?
I honestly think it was like
when would that service
a week, maybe in advance. So it's basically they would tell you that your trip is going to be at this time period, but where you're going all those other details. They don't give that to you until like, so yeah, you could be going to somewhere really cold or somewhere really hot. So like if you are up in the north and you're going somewhere really hot, you're going to probably have to buy some clothes to go down south or.
Yeah. You gotta prepare. You got like a week. You got a week to figure it out. I don't. So, hey, you know what? If that's your cup of tea, go for it. We even had a client recently where, and this is something that is, I wouldn't say insanely common, but we do every now and then get clients where they get in this position where we have a review meeting. They've done everything that they've needed to do. I mean, they're fully protected. They're saving more than 20% of their income. They're paying their bills. Their student loans are getting paid off very, very quick. I mean, they're living the life that they want to live and everything is just kind of working and they've been able to prioritize their life in such a way where even afterwards, they're saving even more money than they were before. Now, I will tell you that I haven't seen anybody do this without using a wealth coordination account, right? That without that, I'm not sure if this is even possible. I'm sure some people can do it, but we had a client where she's doing everything right. And we had a review meeting and she said, and I have her reasons for planning in front of us. For the review meeting. And one of those reasons for planning was to at some point go to Antarctica. And there's this whole experience that she wants and, you know, it costs a good amount of thousands of dollars and it is way more than 2% of her income. So why would somebody who has a trip, who wants to go on a trip, how can they spend more than 2% of their income on it? Well, it's most likely because they've been able to save up so much money that even after they pay for their trip, they're still all good on all fronts, savings, debt, protection, lifestyle, like everything's taken care of. And so she had so much left over that I was like, hey, like take the 16 grand in dead cash that we're sitting on and go to Antarctica. Let's check that box off. She was like, wow, I thought it was going to be another decade before I could go on that. I said, no, you can book it within the next 6 months. And within the next year, you can be in Antarctica doing what you've been dreaming to do over the last maybe 5 or 6 years.
The neat thing is too, with that idea is when you're saving at a world-class level where we talk about putting aside at least 20% of your gross income, that's the number we're basing vacations off of, the 2% as well, that as long as you're saving 20%, you know, the rest of it's coming from the other part of your life. So if you do live a certain lifestyle that's not overly extravagant, then maybe there's a possibility a lot more money is going to accumulate for you to go on these bucket list type trips and you can go to Antarctica or maybe you want to cruise the world. I remember one of our other clients too, she has an idea of what I think it was like cruise the world. And it was like wasn't it like a 300-day trip or something like that? It was like something absurd. It was like super long. I don't remember how long it was, CJ, but it was pretty long to me.
That I would go crazy on that one. I don't know if I could. I think day 8 on a cruise, I'm like,
yeah, off that's this right. Shit.
But
all right, we'll jump into call to action now. There's no perfect time to start anything, so maybe you should consider starting now. We created a brief 10-question quiz that will give you a financial checkup to make sure you're addressing every corner of your finances. This includes how you're protecting yourself from risk, how much money you're actually saving for your plan, and building a balanced asset. And building a balanced asset portfolio that focuses on risk, taxes, and accessibility. Take the quick quiz now by clicking on the link in the show notes or visit our website at flveterinaryadvisors.com. The thing about planning, what's so interesting that CJ and I are often talking with people, and especially we have to humble ourselves every so often, is because of our lives of being this constant hustle and bustle, and we're always trying to find something to fill in our time, it's like we're always trying to get somewhere, and we're always trying to be somewhere. We're always at some point, like, you know, especially with planning for finances, we're trying to eventually retire. It's like everyone's after this race of being able to retire, but life really, the whole point of life and the enjoyment of life is this journey that we go through. So it's like when we talk about taking vacations, some people, like, they are in their mind of like, I should only take them when I go to retire, or that's when I'm actually going to get to enjoy my life so much more. And that's such a crazy way to think about stuff, because realistically, you know, we don't know what life is going to be in the future. And even if it's just a matter of taking the time to rejuvenate every so often. I know this is, you know, CJ, if I remember, you love to do what we call it, staycations.
staycations are fantastic, especially if they're, if you're somebody who really doesn't like to travel. And I know that I think people look at me like I'm an alien sometimes when I say that I'm not a huge traveler. I don't love to travel. I don't love getting stuck on in airports. I don't love the uncertainty of certain things, of not knowing, you know, if the hotel is going to have the right, you know, the sheets, or like, I hate hotel curtains. Like, I just do. Like, they're just like, I want to have like a door, right? Like, there's a lot of things when it comes to travel that it just, I'm not excited about the uncertainty of everything. And so staycations are my personal favorite, but I also have to recognize that I live in Florida. So when I have a staycation, like, I can drive an hour to the beach on one day, I can drive an hour to Orlando on another day. So if you're in a place that a lot of that stuff just doesn't exist, right? Maybe what you've got to do is kind of find some things that are in your area that you love to do. Maybe your income one year isn't at a spot where a vacation that you fly, you can fly to a destination is even possible because the airfare is just so astronomical. Just give some thought around a staycation. Like, how would you do a staycation? Sometimes, again, having no schedule, just being like, hey, I'm off work. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to be at home, spend time with my family, play some games, watch some Netflix, play Monopoly. You know, if you have 6 hours on an afternoon that you want to waste, just kidding. Whatever that is, whatever that looks like, I think staycations are also a very good alternative to necessarily having a vacation. Even if you don't have the money to go on a vacation, well, then just do it.
And this is a very valid too, with the fact, like, in veterinary medicine, there's this whole idea and concept that even, I think just our world as a whole today is this, gets this experience of burnout. Like, our lives are so devoted to working and having to be somewhere all the time that vacations or even time off should be budgeted in our schedules. This is something that we encourage our own team, and CJ and I, we've actually been very deliberate in our own actions throughout the year now to take off time, because, like, there's times when we're working hard, we're working a lot. Like, our brains are like, the juices are gone, like, all gone, because we're just working. And then, like, taking like a extra long weekend, or every so often there's like a planned like week that I'm taking off through, like, it could just be in the middle of the year that you're just taking off a week that you're being very intentional about. And this really allows for you to be able to rejuvenate. And there's someone I'd seen post recently that it was funny. She was saying, like, am I the only one that actually, like, when I take time off, I add like an extra day at the end in the beginning to basically like not be working, but basically telling people that, like, you know, I'm on vacation still, but I'm really just at home just doing other stuff. And, like, you shouldn't feel bad about those things. Like, if you need the time, take it, because that's what really helps us be able to refresh and then come back new and be our best selves again.
It's something to remember too. The day before you go on your vacation, I don't think it matters who you are or what you do. The day before you go on vacation is usually when all the crap hits the fan. So just know, like, when you have a vacation coming up, and because I know some people who will have something scheduled, like maybe a staycation or a vacation, and then, like, the day before they go on vacation, there's something that happens in the business and they go, well, there goes my vacation, I can't go now, and they cancel the next week and they stay, and it just further kicks that can down the road of them being able to rejuvenate. And I just highly recommend, like, unless it's something that you really can't do without, because I know Tom, there are several times whenever I was just about to go on vacation, it was like the Friday before, something happened where it was like, this is something that is going to require my time, my effort, something, right? And if I can blitzkrieg it and get it done, even if it's at 8 p.m. on Friday night, like, I'm going to get it done before I go on vacation, and enough so that it's like nothing's going to hold me back. And so when you commit to it, just stay committed to it, because, you know, if commit to yourself, the commitment that you have to yourself should be way more important to you than your commitment to anyone
else. Let's not wait till future time to actually start trying to enjoy more of our life and take those moments. If you're one of those people that are not taking it, hopefully that just at least kind of opens up your eyes a bit, and you're going to use this opportunity to start scheduling some time out. And if you are someone that vacations a lot, congratulations to you. We hope that you're enjoying your time. But don't forget about making sure to keep saving at a world-class level, because otherwise your plan might start falling behind. If you're liking our show, if you find our podcast to be something that's helping you within your day-to-day life, please help us spread the word. share it with a friend or two or three. Take this episode or one of your favorites, send it through a text, tell them, hey, you should listen to this because you're the one of the people that actually make our show what it is today. And if you haven't already, visit our Facebook page, the Smarter by Financial Podcast Facebook page, show us some love and rate us on Spotify or Apple, whichever platform that you listen on. Don't forget to visit our website and sign up for our newsletter. By subscribing, you'll be the first to know about upcoming race-approved CE webinars, podcast releases, short presentations, and articles that we publish. Make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
CJ Burnett and Tom Seiko are registered representatives and financial advisors of Park Avenue Securities, LLC, and financial representatives of the Guardian Life Insurance Company of America, New York, New York. CJ Burnett's and Tom Seiko's California licenses are 0K79676 and 0K80141, respectively. Security products and advisory services are offered through Park Avenue Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, investment advisor, member of FINRA and the SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Guardian. Florida Veterinary Advisors is not an affiliate or subsidiary of Park Avenue Securities or Guardian. This podcast is for information purposes only. Guest speakers and their firms are not affiliated with or endorsed by Park Avenue Securities, Guardian, or Florida Veterinary Advisors, and opinions stated are their own. This material is intended for general use. By providing the content, Park Avenue Securities, LLC, and your financial representative are not undertaking to provide investment advice or make a recommendation for a specific individual or situation, or to otherwise act in a fiduciary capacity. All investments contain risk and may lose value. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. The individuals associated with Florida Veterinary Advisors do not maintain specialized licenses or qualifications for the financial services provided to veterinary professionals. Florida Veterinary Advisors is not registered in any state or with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission as a registered investment advisor.
Submission number 2024-172510 expires April 2026.